Man, that's the key to life right there. It's being able to look at the more durable satisfactions of my life and being content with them. Not always looking for the glittering achievements, because that's what got me here. I was always looking for the better achievements, to drink more of success or to drink to forget all the failures that I've incurred in my life. Learning how to live with the more durable satisfactions is that you're predicating your life based on, you know, the glamour or the glittering achievements that you're looking for in your life. And that's just typical alcoholism in a subtler form in recovery. That's supreme goal is to get you loaded or kill you, really. You know, disease doesn't need drugs or alcohol anymore. Once you have acquired this disease, it doesn't need drugs or alcohol anymore. Drugs and alcohol are just a vehicle. You know, it talks about in the big book that our problems aren't in the bottles. The bottles are just a symptom. The problem is in our mind. And it tells me on page 23 of the big book, it'd be pointless and academic to talk about alcohol if I didn't take the drink in the first place, thereby setting the terrible cycle in motion, which is referring to the physical allergy. Therefore, the main problem of the alcoholic centers in their mind rather than their body. They're talking about people in recovery now. They're talking about what we're dealing with. We got a mind that's never satisfied. I got a mind that's always looking for more. You know, I got a mind that can't embrace the good things that are there because I don't know the discipline of looking at the assets that are in my life right now and being filled up by the durable things that are there that are present now rather than the glittering achievement that I'm looking to get. How many times you look at Lotto and think, just if? If only. And that's just symbolic of you're saying your life sucks, and if you had that much money, it would be better. You know, and that's why it goes on to talk about the mentality that we're dealing with of alcoholics and drug addicts and the way we live our lives. And it's a mind that's always on the move and looking for more.